This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, kids. What time does this podcast start, Eric?
Ah, but you know it starts just now, man.
You added things in there. All right, guests.
That's what I did.
Fully loaded guests.
Everybody's loaded.
Paid, fully loaded.
Well,
fully loaded.
Headphones.
Oh, your headphones are working?
No, we need another headphone.
Well, he needs headphones. Where are you going to get them from?
I'm going to ask next door.
You're just going to ask next door?
I'm
just
going to
ask next door for headphones.
I've got headphones, thank you.
Yeah, you're nice and loud and
solid. Thank you. I've still got my morning voice. It's that one
Welcome
coffee.
Welcome to Joburg.
Thank you.
Dalen Oliver.
Thank you, Uncle Dave.
Did I get it right?
Yes, Dalen Oliver.
I don't mind being called Uncle Dave.
The
I
senior.
Kind of accepted it.
Mm.
But you know what it is? It's going to happen quickly. I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
We spoke outside 8 years of comedy.
Yes.
Kind of in uncle territory.
I'm in uncle territory, and I'm balding. So, like, I started
balding, or did you just hit the shave?
No, I'm balding. I started comedy with a hairline, and then the more I died, the more the hair left me.
The more comedy on stage is death.
Yeah, so that's okay. Where I am now.
Raylene, say something nice.
Be comfortable.
Hi.
Now.
You know what it is? We got an international comedy podcast.
Yes.
From Namibia.
Namibia.
Am I saying it correctly?
No, it's Namibia. It's okay.
Nambambia.
We better see our numbers.
Leo Schuster calls it Nambabwe. Remember his racist movies?
Yeah.
No, yeah,
he made sure to offend everyone, didn't he? He just
long before
he's very thorough.
Yeah, he was very. Yeah, he was like.
He still has a market. The box office loves him.
Yeah. In the hair.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think he appeals to if you are a young black dude, you kind of represented in that movie, regardless of you working it out, that you represented in a bad light. You still want to see the movie.
Still there.
Check, that's me.
I don't think that's his market.
I was going to say, is that the opposite of his market?
Yeah,
it is. My friends of mine that are young black dudes send me the clips. They laugh.
Probably because they're so shocked that this comes out as a movie and he gets away with
this. This guy's saying, what are black people scared of? Snakes. Let's put a snake in a taxi. Ah. the meeting's over.
Yeah. I like Marcus Obloloch back in the day. You know that one?
The best one was that rainbow yogurt.
Yes, very nice.
But think about it. There's a colored guy with the teeth missing the gap. And then give him yogurt with some
salt.
Salt and
vinegar. And there's quite a few things in it. And you said colored
guy. We got a theme song. But just to explain some relevance here. Okay. Raylene Birkes.
Yes.
I described you to Eric one night, and then he gave me another guest, which she was fabulous. But I just said, that's not the one I was thinking of.
No, it's because I keep changing my hair.
I kept trying to explain because...
like nightly.
Nightly. I change my hair nightly.
No, Eric got it right. He got me the right guest.
Yeah, I did.
I tried to explain that September was Albino Month, and we didn't even make a fuss of you.
You didn't need to.
Because you're not.
I was there shining.
He's
my brightest.
And he's the brightest student.
Yes.
His joke is that?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Dylan Oliver.
Dylan Elephant. Yeah. She's the brightest
They'll
student.
They'll be in our class. She's the brightest. Yes.
You must sell it, bro. Get fully booked for that month. Just do awareness gigs.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
You should have done it. Now, next year, September, will you do that? We'll get you. So, August is Women's Month. September, Albino Month.
Take the booking.
November's Movember. Are you growing on Earth?
Take the booking, bro.
You're growing a mustache?
How's your facial hair, Dalen?
It's horrible.
Wellene?
I'm also growing it up for November. Because all the guys get all the good gigs, so I'm like,
Ooh. Shots fired. Do you have... Okay, Namibia comedy circuit, go.
No.
Just a blatant no.
No such thing.
But then how do you... Are you a Joburg? Do you have Joburg friends? How's your family? Where were you born?
So
tell us.
I moved here to study law.
Okay.
And then I was like, this is kind of tough. And I was like, maybe
I'm gonna go for comedian, which is not as tough.
Yeah,
it's probably tougher than studying law.
It is. Like every time I die, I think about like how much did law really kill my soul? Like, was it
that bad?
Or am I?
I think with law, really? There's a science to law because of the basics of law.
Yes.
So you have got a structure.
Yeah.
Do you base your comedy? Do you have laws of comedy that you have in your own head?
That's a great segue.
Yeah, I've got
shit, let's take a moment. Let's absorb that.
They don't do that on Good Hope.
Yeah, law. You went from law to laws of comedy.
Go.
Pongani and I had this conversation. We spoke about the comedy gods. So that's my thing. I believe in comedy gods. Believe there's different gods for different comics and you should pray to the correct ones. Shouldn't be praying
is that
to
a,
the
is
Jewish
that a, that
comedy
be a
god.
Sort of a very cultural... I pray to this praying mantis of comedy.
Yeah.
Who then eats my head after she fucks me.
Yeah. So you see, we each have our different god we bring.
So who's
to.
Your god? Well, I mean, who's your comedy god then?
Nice question, Ryan.
Yeah, yes. Obviously, so the colored god. The Colored God is my number one.
The Colored God?
The God of colored, so colored comedy, colored sense, colored culture, colored ways of speaking.
No, yeah, Eric and I are looking at each other like...
Dan and Eric together, Dan and Eric will make like one kind of semi-colored person.
That's why, so they haven't heard of the Colored God yet.
No, let's just press pause. We also shared our family members' clothes, so we've got colored.
Hey, I got clothes from cousins. We were poor, white.
Look, shame. Things got bad for you guys.
Howdy, boy.
Yeah. Now you're at the traffic lights begging for money.
No, we haven't done that bad.
But wait, this colored god person.
Yeah,
I'm not getting shit. Please explain. It's in your head, or is it a real person?
No, it's not a real person.
Like
it's
all like the other gods.
Yeah. Okay.
Again?
Jesus, if you're out there, it's not me.
He actually has. Here we go. Here's a WhatsApp.
So, like, the colored god is just like, you need to make sure you... You take care of your colored audience and stuff, and he makes sure you're paid. That's the colored God's thing.
Do you know when someone looks at you and they're trying to convince you? That's what Waylon did to me.
I'm sorry we started off like that.
She basically Amway pitched you.
Yeah, Amway pitched me.
She has no logic. She's like, the thing.
The thing.
You know the thing.
But you know what's like is that you're funny, and that's important.
Yes.
To see you at the, I saw you at the box, and I said to Eric, damn, I want to see more.
Thank you, the box.
But that means that the Namibian. Growing up there, those things influenced you?
Yeah, definitely. So I was...
It's a lekker place. I've been a couple of times. Yeah. But obviously, I only went to like Walvis Bay or
maybe... Yeah, no. Those are the only ones that...
Where are you from? Name an area that we don't
know. I'm
from
Windhoek.
Okay, cool. So where's Lothlorien?
Lutrecht. You don't want Lutrecht.
Lutrecht.
Yeah.
So there was another place like we broke down. We were on motorbikes. Lothlorien. Very bad.
You're not
place.
Saying words, though.
Thalathirithian?
You was drunk at the time.
I'm sorry.
And this
so
is
the
you know
what? The motorbike wasn't even broken down.
You was telling the cop that, I'm going to the thing.
Othothalorian?
So the weirdest thing is, I only realize how weird Namibia is sometimes when I'm having a conversation. Yeah, because we're quite similar in many ways.
That's kind of Joburg City people.
They speak Afrikaans as well, man.
Yeah, so we speak a lot of... Everyone speaks Afrikaans there, and it's weird when you come here and no one speaks.
But weird that Cape Town got the Master Puss. What do you guys got?
Master
Puss. Oh, that's for swearing.
What's your swearing? Yeah,
yeah, the use.
Yeah, we talk about Master
Puss. Oh, can we swear on this?
You're not there, Ryan.
Like, Eric is saying no.
Eric's saying Eric. No. We're trying to get some
We've
sort
been
of
swearing.
Legal.
We've been having it. We've been having it.
The thing is, I like the... So we have this... We have Buster. Like, I'm Buster. I'm not colored, technically. My mom's colored.
Yes, you explained that in your comedy set as well.
So, yeah. Buster is a mix of Khoisan or Damaranama with German. Mm-hmm. And we've got traditions
so
and
some
a
German in the family?
No. Like, back then. But, like, now it's kind of diluted. But I did go to German school and all of that.
Really?
Yeah. So very racist. Very racist.
You can speak in the Deutsch?
Yeah, ich kann Deutsch sprechen, aber nicht so.
Can you speak in it?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I can only speak German from porn movies. I only like
Scheiße.
Scheiße.
No? I mean, I don't.
Back off there when you say Scheiße.
I get a little excited.
It's very dominant. Very dominant.
So excited.
With bastard people swearing, the one thing I like is it's like the adjectives they use before they swear. So it'll be like, yo, uitgelekte bloot, tamaleki.
Then
beep,
it comes.
And
yes.
Then the word comes and you're
it's
like,
nice.
Yo,
it's
yo.
Like,
yeah.
Because
like we would do the same. I was chatting to my friend about it. In Cape Town, we would do like, yo, master double adapter.
Yes, yeah. You need to like, I'm like, what?
What is it directed? It's like, you have been chosen for the insult. Please listen.
Yes.
Here's a 5-minute open spot. Then I'm going to headline you with, that's why I'm sorry.
Yes, but they'll set it up with, I'm saying root stuff, but the final one, it's worse.
And your roots, Cape Town, proper?
This is proper. I'm from Cape Town, but my great-grandmother on my dad's side, she was a white lady, but she was dark-skinned white.
So then I'm trying to work out like where the family, so her womb makes that side of the family.
Yes.
So the people that their cousins and aunts and uncles that sort of like
very light skinned.
And they'd be
very,
very in the areas like in Grassy Park there, you always get a guy called Whitey.
Yes, there's a Whitey, there's a Buddha.
Because he looks white.
There's a lot of light skin colours all over. I mean Eric's one of them. So I'm sure if we like historically track roots there would be like we always say colored people flaked out because we only track our Caucasian roots.
I see.
It's bad.
That's a great movement because everything at the moment in the world
is
down to finding out who the hell you are.
No land.
Yeah, there's no land. It's not a great movement.
It's also when movements fizzle out. Like, are we going to get something out of this movement if we start it?
Like, no.
You guys got nothing.
Yeah. So it's legit. And then my grandfather on my mom's side, he was a white dude. So on both sides, there was light skin blood, and but we, there's no privilege with it. So
oh shit, you didn't get the benefit.
No, I didn't get the benefit.
Like, I've got the Jewish surname, but I don't have the trust.
You didn't have the gold. No gold.
Gold now.
Well. Jews have gold.
You know, I was thinking about like religions. When people say Christianity, they'll have you, are you saved? They'll try and get you into the heaven. Come to heaven with us. Or the,
the
other ones.
It's just called the heaven.
Trying to get come you into the heaven.
No, one alien concept.
Have you heard of the Jesus?
I call, I do that.
I feel like you need to go to like Sunday lunch.
The Lord I call it the sex. I am good with
the sex. The colored auntie needs to take you under a wing, Dave, and learn you.
But then I think what Jehovah's Witnesses... I will learn you about that. I do that often. People correct me when I'm doing it as an irony. Yes. It's funny. But then the Jehovah's Witnesses have got 70,000 people in their heaven. Yeah. They don't really want you, but they keep telling you.
Yes.
Then the other ones, a lot of religions will try and come over to us, but you'll never see like a knock on the door from the Jewish people going, come over. Look,
yeah,
come
there's no.
they like their vibe.
There's no Jewish witnesses.
Join
us.
You're Jewish witnesses.
Can I join?
Like nah. But even when you convert to Judaism, you never like... the main Jew. Yes. You never like platinum Jew.
Yeah.
You never get the like perks.
Are you saying it's like vitality?
No, yeah. And I think there's like seven levels of heaven and you never get that like OG VVIP heaven.
The rabbi does. He's got the key.
Yeah, because he hasn't converted.
Okay, but we don't know enough because I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's just make stuff up. Let's just be ignorant.
That said the main Jew.
Welcome to this
podcast. You already said main Jew.
You are the main Jew.
No one's going to be Jesus, bro.
I wanted to say pure blood.
Jesus is the main Jew.
That's the main Jew, the original guy.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. OG Jews.
OJ.
OJ.
All right, so now, what people might not know, okay, so Dylan Oliver.
Yes.
You got introduced one night by Kurt as Dylan Olafi.
But not on any night, eh? They were filming.
Was it a corporate thing?
No, it was Comedy Central, bro.
Was Kurt on the Wacky Backy?
So, no. He was, what happened was, we gigged the night before.
With Dylan Oliver.
No, I gigged with Kurt Skunrad, right? And that was the Sunday. Then the Monday, they were filming at Parker's. And it was Comedy Central Presents, Kurt Special, and Dylan Oliphant was on the bill.
Oh, see.
And you know Kurt, when he was with you the night before, he still thinks that you're there with him. And then like, live, they didn't edit it out. Ladies and gents, give it up for Dylan Oliver! And then Dylan Oliphant walked out.
I know.
And then my friends tweeted me, they said your name, but you're not on TV.
Oh, I see.
I'm like, yeah, I didn't get
so he just said,
what happened?
So who's more offended, you for not being there, because you're cool?
I am so chilled.
You get free publicity.
Free publicity.
Hey, you're on Comedy Central.
Not really. I've changed skin tones and I do online
comedy. So have you been on Comedy Central yet on one of those specials?
I have. They filmed at Cape Town Comedy Club.
Subliminal.
Yeah, but I'm chilled. I don't mind. As comics, I think we find that funny when things like that happen. If it was like a corporate space.
And Dylan was okay. Dylan Oliphant was okay with being called...
Yeah, he was cool with it.
Dylan Oliver.
But then again...
I don't think so.
You want to change your name?
Dylan's cool with a lot of things. Like, I don't know how you could tell if he was cool or not. He's just
He is. He just smiles.
He's just, yeah. He's
but then he goes on Twitter and fucking scales.
I don't even know if Kurt knew he messed up.
Dylan Oliphant. So now we were talking about changing names. What happened on Facebook, Eric?
So what I did was, I didn't know that I could convert my profile to a page. So I created a page. You can, yeah. So it just turns all your friends to likes. Go into the support thing.
Okay, so you talk about the difference between a comedian has a page, just tell people, and then a Facebook has your page for your pictures of your kid and your dog.
Yes.
Yes.
So as a businessman or as a comedian, you rather want likes.
Yes.
You still have both.
You want to interact with those freaks that like your comedy.
Yeah, what it does is it just turns your likes... your friends to likes. All of them automatically just like your page.
Oh, you don't have to invite them anymore.
You don't have to.
You became a colored friend who can organize discounts.
You know what I mean?
Tell me more. So I've already got one of those pages. So all my friends already liked on that page. Or must I actually click on
it? No, you don't have to. You don't have to. Only the new ones, the ones that you accept now. Unless you've reached the 5,000 limit, then everyone
else. Reached the 5,000.
Are your friends on social media, Dave?
You know, a lot of them are dead, eh? And you know what's nice is the jail now, I have a Facebook section that Facebook made for jails. Because a lot of the guys in jail were using it as a to get people just money and scam.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's kids and trafficking and shit. So Facebook have made it Facebook for jails.
Nice.
They haven't really. I made that up.
I know.
What a business. I was
like, I believed you.
I was invested in this idea.
All of them bought. I was just like, this is such a beautiful segue.
I believed you.
So what I did was, Eric, I just reversed my name so that whoever tags me would obviously tag my page and then my page would get more traction. But my dumbass went and changed my name before I created the page, so then it created the page name backwards as well. Then I was like, fuck, this is a problem.
Now you're Jensen Eric.
So now, then I waited. Then I went through and I researched and everything, and apparently you could merge pages. So I tried to merge the pages, and they were like, no, you can't do that because the names don't match. So it's like, okay, cool, let me just
Yeah.
Try and, like, you know,
so you
change
a proper
the one
little
name.
Facebook meltdown.
It's not happening. It's like, happening. I still can't like fix it.
Class register. Like, you know, when they call you Jansen Eric, present. I'm over here.
Yes. Yeah. So then I tried to fix it. I mean, I tried to merge the pages, wouldn't happen. Then I was like, okay, cool. Delete the one page because it only had like 200 likes. Deleted that page. And then I tried to change the name again. And they're like, no, you can't change it because you're trying to impersonate somebody that you're not.
Yeah, because you're acting suspicious now. Is it like Facebook's going like, no, this is something is fishy happening.
No
here.
Rational person is doing this to their Facebook. Why?
This is a robot.
But surely they must have that happen quite often with, like you say, my old friends. Yes. They're going to fuck up Facebook daily. Like, what is this?
Yeah, we figure things out. We don't know. Like, I didn't know you could merge.
Yeah,
now I'm going to go sit.
I didn't know either.
Like, but also the old that sitting with that. Quick, I haven't opened Facebook for years. I opened it and I just looked at it for about 10 minutes. Going, what the fuck am I supposed to do? That's my old person dilemma. Because we'll give up very quickly.
Yes.
It's like when you tell my mom to watch a series. If that pilot isn't lekker, she's like, oh, this series is cuck. I'm like, no, it's brilliant. This is the proper series to watch. So she just watches Suits.
Yeah. That's the soapy generation as well. Like, they come through Days of Our Lives.
And yet they'll stick with it.
They're still watching it.
Yeah.
My program.
Still watching it. So yeah, basically that's what happened and now I'm fucked.
I'll go like
Facebook
your page. I'll go like
me.
Your page.
Facebook doesn't want me to change my page or my profile's name. So, I'm
so you don't exist on Facebook?
I
no,
do, but everything is backwards.
And he looks like one of those show Bob and Vagine guys.
I'm wearing a suit in my
What's a show Bob and Vagine?
What's a show Bob and
Vagine? Indian guys that slide into DMs messaging you, hi. And stuff like
sorry,
they're
that
like
that was me.
They can't spell. They can't
get you
spell
on the podcast.
They can't spell boobs or vagina, so it's always like show bobs.
Oh, see, that's funny.
So it's a show bobs and vagina.
Oh, because
did you show them your bobs?
No, I don't show bobs.
Bobs is from Durban. It's Bob's Perfect.
Bob's Perfect. Yeah.
He's a comedian.
He is a comedian.
Yes,
he likes all my stuff.
Is he
a comedian?
He has a page that merged with the friends.
No, but he likes all anything on Instagram. That'll be Bob's Perfect. Will do the first one,
that's
and then
the
he still comments like he knows me.
He's the one. Yeah,
he's cool.
He's a DJ.
He's
everything.
He's
a
comic.
No, but some DJs become.
He's a DJ slash comic.
Yeah, he works in radio. He works in radio.
And when did you? So you in radio now?
For those who can't see, Jay's pointing at me very aggressively.
Yeah,
all five fingers.
I'm scared. You start.
But you have a similar. You have a well, not similar. You have a podcast on a proper radio station.
It's interesting. Eric's joined us.
I've done the thing.
Yeah, Waylene, when she's in town, she must join us. Ryan, when you're in town, you must join us. Dave hasn't joined us even when he's in town.
we'll tell you why later.
Yeah, okay. But it's cool. Look,
who's on your one? What station?
Myself and Carl Weber, we host it together. It's called Happy Hour. It's for an hour as well.
How many days a week?
Once a week, every Monday.
Also on Monday. Okay,
Monday.
Cool.
So we're pushing to get another hour to maybe Friday, Monday. And it's cool, but we have four songs at play. So in commercial radio space, we have less music.
Okay.
So we have about 35 to 40 minutes of talk time.
And do you have to theme it, or is it literally you get guests? Do you have to have comedians on?
So we only have comics on or said funny comedic individuals.
Okay.
So you have Kona and Tuaki.
It can be say, or actresses that are doing a funny play or
something. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So we are living in a comedic space.
Good Hope is still on that ICASA kind of regulations and things.
Yeah.
So you are no swearing.
We got no swearing. This is
you wouldn't speak
about fucking awesome, man.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
That is rude.
Yeah. So we've been.
My mom's listening, guys.
She is. How are you, Auntie
in Namibia?
Did you say Auntie Willie?
Auntie Willie. I don't know your mom's name, so much. Be polite and stuff.
You think it's my name?
Yeah,
is that
name
how it works?
Is that how it works?
Auntie Willie and
Senior. For my surname.
I like it. I like it when two people of color argue with each other about stuff.
How dare you say we're people of color?
No, so the funniest thing yesterday, actually, my mom's phone has a virus. So she tells me, please
How do you get a virus on your phone? She got a Nokia.
Yeah, she's got one of the old ones. So she's like, please save these pictures of me. And they're like all pictures with her and Bongani and Emilio. I'm like, where are the pictures of your children, your own children?
Where was she? Was she here in Jersey?
No, they came down to Namibia. We did a show there.
Can you organize more of that?
Yeah, I'm working towards it.
Can you?
It.
Please phone the four people in this room to do it.
It was so amazing. It was so much fun. So they were down.
And they can fly to Windhoek and cruise across. And did you, like, you must do, please do more of that.
Yeah.
That's
so
the future of where this comedy is.
It was such a culture shock, or not a culture shock. They changed my parents. And it's so disturbing now, because my dad picked them up from the border and they drove, and they were talking, like, I think Titi had condoms that fell out, and like a big box, and my dad's like, where are you? What are you coming to do here? And then they also almost got, like, did you know, comedians, so they're at the border now. They don't understand.
I would
Namibia
hate to see a border
is,
post and have Bongani Dube.
Yes, exactly. So they strip searched my dad's whole car because
because
the comics were being crazy and they first walked in. They're like, who's this employee of the month? And it's our president.
Oh,
and
no.
So they now they've pissed off everyone.
You know what that is? That is, that is a young comics vibe. Yeah. And I've said to them, just do the things you need to do at any other airport in the world.
Just, and then the thing is so... The guy that was working behind the desk, his name is Shinika. So obviously comics, they're like, Shinika, Shinika. And then he's like, they said he was, and they started making like lesbian jokes and stuff like that. That shit doesn't fly in Namibia.
Yeah.
So they're like, nope, we've got like a few at the border here. We do not want them inside.
Serious.
And guys came with, so they're busy searching my dad's car. And these other white guys came with guns. And they were just like, yeah, just go. I'm like,
yo, that's hectic, bro.
So they were stuck at the border for like 3 hours.
No one's ready for Namibian prison. That is tough.
Yeah.
I think prison in general.
When they came back out, did they behave?
No, never. What?
That so obviously they didn't learn their lesson.
No.
Just prison in general would be a shit time. Come on, guys, off your phones. What the fuck?
Yeah.
No story.
Don't be antisocial. There's no signal in here.
Have you guys look like you've been to prison? All of you. All of you look like you've had a prison. You have a holding cell story. Let me say a holding.
No.
Cell.
Do you think Bongani's getting invited back to Namibia soon? Well, they've got his face next to the president.
Next to the president.
Why are you causing trouble
the
here?
People loved him, but like the border
we've
and
we've
official.
We've had him on this show. Okay, I want you all to step back from your microphones.
Yeah.
Get back, further back. Now, everyone just say like 5 of your favorite words, but really loud. Go.
That
was the podcast.
That was the whole podcast with Bongani.
For an hour.
So his mic was off as well. That's what made it amazing.
Are
so
you
it
serious?
Just feeding into all the other mics. Yeah.
And he just shouted
yeah,
words.
And what you couldn't see is before we switched off the mics, Eric going like this the whole time turned off.
Don't shout. Because I'm trying to start the show. The first
please
five
do
minutes
that again.
I had a bit of structure.
But comics, we in general, we're bad with radio structure. So we don't realize.
You find that on yours as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't realize as a host. And we don't realize that mic live when it's red. So you'll have guests in and you're going to do a link and then the comic will just go, yeah, so when do we start this thing? Like,
we've been on air for 20 minutes.
Stop talking. Don't swear off air because the mic's on. We can hear you now. Okay, there's a phone call from management. We are not professional anymore.
Yeah, so, but were you in radio before? Did you do Varsity Radio or something?
I could have had a campus DJ search in 2010 and then I entered that, but that was before comedy. Okay. It's like the April, I started comedy in November and then... I was like a top 5 finalist to the UCT and then stayed in touch and then started sports at Good Hope in 2013 officially.
So how would why would the sports thing have been done? So they say, can you not like you're not like with DJ, but can you read a score? 13 for 1, 16.2. Can you say numbers?
What sport is I can't I struggle with
16
numbers.
For 2 is balls.
Is that balls?
No.
I was gonna say that's cricket.
Cricket,
could be tennis.
No, 16 for 2 is balls or
could be
or
snooker.
Could,
be,
snooker.
Could also
snooker
be volleyball if they go into if you beat the guy by extra.
It could be soccer if it's Bafana. It could be
Bafana playing the Seychelles.
Yes,
and you just know that they're not going to win.
Bafana playing, you know they're not going to win.
Oh, okay,
playing a travel destination.
So how did the sports thing come about?
I played. A football back in the day. I played for FC Fortune. Do you remember Quinton Fortune?
Yes.
Yeah, so he had a soccer club.
The first one who had that sort of dream to go, come back to the country
and
do stuff.
So I played football over
he's
there.
He's Trevor Noah, the Nation Wild of football.
He is. He's amazing.
So you played for that team as
I
a junior?
I played for them, yeah. I played with Benny's brother, Mark.
Was he also in the area?
He was. Dave Levinson, ladies and gentlemen. you should give... Yeah, you should get a laughter cue.
What a guy.
I feel like we should repeat it.
What a guy.
Okay, so Mark.
I was trying to make my own joke while he made his one. And this one is far better. I give up.
These days, people's brothers are getting into trouble. Like the guy at the bank, his brother is the politician. He was just taking the money from the bank.
Yeah.
But he's now become more famous.
Yes.
So Mark
McCarthy.
McCarthy would be working with Cape Town City now?
With who?
Cape Town City.
No, it's Benny's working with
them. No, but he would call his brother on
as a coach.
As a
no, not in that space.
But Benny's taken that team places.
Benny's
man.
A boss, bro. I love Benny. Benny's
if he didn't realize how good he is, he took that team into 2 finals.
Now. 2 finals, and we won the last one now, the MTN 8, and we were runners-up last year.
And also, years before that, Cape Town City wasn't doing well.
No.
We might have had the Greek guy in charge. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyways. Kometis is the boss now.
Kometis boss at Cape Town City.
At Cape Town City,
but he was with Ajax before.
Yes,
that.
Before.
So I know my Cape Town.
Well
soccer.
Done, yeah. Benny's gotten people to come to the stadium.
That's it.
That's what Benny's done. He's magic.
And the same thing for comedy. We need people to go, so many times we talk about it. Oh, where are you performing this weekend? Then you'll tell them, I'm at Goliath, I'm at Parkers, yeah. I'm at the Box. I've got the thing at Trevani's. These are people going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You need that Benny McCarthy to come in and people go, geez, I saw Trevor the other night. Like, yeah. Come see us.
Yeah, it's tough because you have to convince people that the venue exists for one.
Yeah.
It's not just a theater because, like in Cape Town, they only attracted to an artscape or a Baxter. And then they're like, oh, it's a theater.
That old culture.
Yeah, but we're like, no, there's an underground circuit, which is amazing. They're like,
which is
since
really,
when?
Really, really amazing.
since like quite a while now, actually.
Since a while ago.
And you know what that is? We don't have the money for marketing.
Mm.
So we're relying on these things
also,
like Facebook
and
Instagram.
But like, besides the money for marketing, I just had this conversation. What happens, what I've noticed with comics is, I'm quite social media savvy. And I'm like, if each comic just, like, don't just post the poster. Don't just retweet
doesn't
the
make
thing.
Sense, yeah.
If your fans see you take something seriously, then they will take it seriously. We sold out the show in Windhoek just using Facebook.
Cool.
Facebook, that's it.
And we used your real name.
Yeah, we
backwards. You didn't spell.
No, I didn't.
Linari.
No, I agree with you.
And then it's just if they see you're taking this seriously, you're hyping the show. Now you're posting, and this is also what happens when you post 5 shows this week. Everyone's going like, okay, but which one should I go
yes.
to?
Yeah.
I come to this one, you're
so you
only
put your,
doing
you
5 minutes.
This is where I am.
Yeah, you're only doing 5 minutes here. But then there's this other show that has, and you should know which fans to target for what. And like,
brilliant.
Yeah, and then you go, come to Rodizio. It's a nice vibe. It's a restaurant.
So you're
going to
be looking for older people, possibly families.
Yeah, and then you tell them. And you're like, and it also.
And don't bring your broke-ass friends to Rodizio.
Yes. And if you know you're doing about a good, like, set amount of minutes, then you invite, like, family and those people and those type of followers.
I've often
followers.
Seen comedians do that. And I say, but you're doing an open spot and you're inviting 20 people.
People don't do
you
that.
You possibly might
don't
not be on stage.
That. Yes, but...
So and now
they're
going to hate
so
comedy.
Yes, don't do that. Only when it's, like, it's messed up to say, but look at the list of that week, which gigs are important to you. And then you can start building a comedy culture amongst your fans where they start going to your gigs. Then it becomes, when you post your 5 gigs, if Mark Lottering posts where he is going to be this week, everyone's going to go because his fans
he's
are
in
a culture
in level,
of
yeah.
going to his. Besides the level where he's at, his fans are in a culture of going to his shows. You can have 1,000 followers, but if only 10 are interested in you on stage, the other 990
what
don't
are you doing?
Count.
What are you wasting time
yeah.
on?
Yeah. So,
because we've often spoken about that. Takes a guy, and I see open mic is doing this in the audience. The guy's got in his car. He's come to your show. He's paid $50 at the door. Mm. That's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up now by going, what are you doing here, you doers? He's like, no, I've done a thing. I've done mine. 100% of my job is done.
Yes.
Now I just want you to entertain me.
Yes.
Then the comedian starts being angry with the audience because he's had a hard day. That guy, what a brilliant human.
Yeah.
He's come to your show.
Yeah.
Stop fucking him around.
You got to love the
when
audience.
I walk
man.
On stage, you host a lot now or not.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I have to walk on stage after a young comic has ranted about stuff and upset people, and you could see them going, like, he's like, like the guy in the front says, what are you here? He says, oh, you're probably white privileged, hey? So, like, yes, maybe the guy might be white privileged.
Yeah.
But he's got in his car, he's come to pay you money, he's come see you. Don't upset him because now he's just. And then you have the host, you got to clean up.
Yeah, because I agree with you, but the flip side of that is you can white privilege them, but first let them trust you and be charming about it. Because once you do that, they go, ha ha, white privilege.
As I said, there's nothing wrong with the thing.
Yeah.
Let him laugh at his own stuff.
But if you attack it first,
hit him hard there straight. Oh, so where are you from? Oh, you're probably this. And he's like, bro, I drove my car, I came to see you.
Yes.
So the 90% rule is very important, I think. Make that a real thing.
Yeah.
So many comedians will post there, these are my gigs this week.
Yeah.
Like, which one must I come to?
Yes. Because
I'm Dave Levinson. I'm also a comedian. Why have you sent this to me?
Do you know,
I'm going to come watch you. I'm on the bill.
I'm on the
on that, like Gina Fernandez in Cape Town, he made a cool point. He's like,
and let's say Gina Fernandez, as you have to say him now, Comics Choice.
Yes, Comics Choice.
Winner
of all
Gina Fernandez.
Gina Fernandez, yes. Best friend of comedy. Now, a cool point he made was, and I think this is very crucial, especially on Twitter and Facebook where we can share. If each comic sees this as a gig, share it. Like, it doesn't kill you to share something.
No, I share the other comics' gigs.
Do you know
so
what I mean?
My job.
So, say in Cape Town, there's 50 guys doing the circuit.
And might not like the comic?
Yes.
Send it out.
Share
it's not
gig.
My problem.
Even if they don't come, there's an awareness about it.
Yeah.
Then people see.
Because what you're doing there is two things. There's a thing called the circuit.
Yes.
And then there's a thing called the comedy scene. Mm-hmm. And the circuit and the scene are different because you have to have a comedy business. So there's three things. Without the scene, without the circuit, there's no scene.
Yes.
So what you're doing is you're tweeting the scene. I like this guy. Oh, you like him. I've heard of him. Dave Levinson retweeted this. Must be good.
Yes. No, that means something.
It's got to be.
But also, like, that note, when the sharing comes out, that's what I mean. A lot of guys just post their poster and stuff like that. If this is important to you, we need to... Comics also, we need to stop having the ego thing online or in general. There's guys who sell out because they go and they hand out flyers themselves.
Well, you take it, if you like, would you hand out a flyer, you at Parker's now, right?
No.
Say no. We put you on, where's it, you at Goliath?
Yeah.
Okay, you at Goliath. You're going to make a flyer for Goliath?
No.
You kind of assume that Goliath can be full on the nights that you're there.
Yes, so the thing is, when it comes to the clubs and stuff.
Club scenes, okay. Banana Jam
also,
Cafe.
Yes, but also, if you're on at Goliath... When you share the poster, tell your fans, tell the people on your social media, hey guys, I'm on it, Goliath. This is an amazing
Be more specific. I'm on in the second half. I'm opening the... Yes.
No, you shouldn't tell them because you want them there for the whole show.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Come on.
No, just be there for that 5 minutes.
But now you're essentially promoting Goliath. Do you feel that's fair?
The thing is, each comic has different what they find. I'm just using the example. What gig, what do you find important? What do you want people to come watch you at? Mm. We all know which ones you want people to come watch you at. Tell the people this is important to you. Make the effort. Tell your friends and family, please help me share this. It's nothing to just be a little humble. Just be
Say
a little
the name.
Humble. Tell the people.
And also, don't wear your blonde wig because then I came to the podcast and then I
didn't
even see you.
I like the blonde wig. I like it. Confuses so many.
Where's
Waylene?
he just had a blowout.
They look at me like, what race is this girl? When I wear the blonde wig, they're like,
How do you spell the busted?
Buster. So it's B-A-S-T-E-R.
And it's nothing to do with bastard.
No, a lot of people. That's my brother.
Is it got to do with alabaster? Albuster? Is it something to do? With albuster, which is marble.
No, it is
nothing. I just try to get things. I try to get words. I try. Yeah. Where does a word come from? There goes the phone.
It's called the etymology.
The etymology. I like to do that because there's funny in there.
The root of.
Because if you're like I said to you, Facebook's got a jail Facebook now. You're kind of interested because then you think like, what if there was? And that's where my comedy lives. I go into a what-if situation.
Yes.
So if it comes from Buster, Alabaster, which is a lighter skin...
I'll ask my granddad.
Who asked you?
Who asked you?
Yeah.
Why? Was it a white man?
Different definition. Our family secret.
Yes.
No,
he's been here
before. I send my poster
just
to your grandfather all the time.
Yeah.
He's not part of my 90%.
He doesn't like jokes. He's actually a pastor.
But like, I also...
He's an Alabaster.
Oh, that's funny, Dave.
Different nice buster.
We've hit the level.
You flipped the B to a P. That's
that is so clever.
I am the pastor now.
I'm buster.
Because I think it's important just to know what market you're playing to, but you only realize that the more you perform and the more
but
you
these
grow.
Things are not natural.
No.
Because marketing is a studied field.
No, you figure it
and
out.
So is now social media is a studied field. You can go and do a year course and do it.
Yeah.
And you laugh at those people and you go, hang on a minute, why is this person getting the likes and the things? Because they went and did it properly.
But it's tough because we're artists, right? So a lot of the time people ask
you right brain.
Me as a comic, they'll say, why aren't you guys doing more funny content online? And then you go, because I'm trying to be funny on stage. That is difficult, right?
So take your day, divide it into the hours. Funny content online on Snapchat.
Yes.
It's happening now, hey? And it's paid for. You can make money.
Yeah, but that's 15-second bits. I'm talking about like a minute video constantly every week.
Edited. Green screen.
That is time.
But that's also another thing. With online is not TV quality. The videos that sometimes go viral are not bad quality. It's just about the authenticity and the content.
Tell us about your videos, Waylene.
Okay,
while we're on topic.
So we do very Bongani and I do very schmuck every Monday. And it's products. Yeah, products you don't think you'd need. So some videos go high. What?
Is that you in that video?
Yeah.
Damn, you and your fucking wig.
It's funny, I've seen a few.
But the
funny.
Sound quality, as you say, is not lekker and things.
Yeah,
because I have to listen.
But
very
like,
schmuck.
Yeah, so we're trying and we're figuring it out and stuff. But the basis comes down to do it every Monday.
Yes.
Do it every Monday.
Beautiful.
Whether this week we get 1,000 views. Next week we get 300. The 300 that still watched are becoming constant followers.
Yeah.
And then it just, you build a culture. Another thing of tips with comedians can use for the social media or anyone that wants to pick it up. Show the people on your Instagram you making an effort. What are we? We are the product. As
the
a comic, you are the product.
The top downloaded podcast on Cliff Central.
Yeah.
is the guy who's very much what you're saying.
Yeah.
He goes to a party, goes to a bar, tells people about his podcast. Yeah, yeah, listen. He doesn't let them listen to it. He says, here's the link, go and listen. So those five people at that bar download his podcast.
Yeah.
Nice. Roman Kavanagh.
Yeah. Because we are the product, and it's we don't have accounting jobs or normal jobs. Or yeah. Some do. Some, yeah, some do, but like,
how do you spell very, how do you spell very schmuck?
V-E-R-I, that R was so colored. S-M-A-A-K.
Can I come throw in devil's advocate 2 cents?
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. I'm on your side. I'm in your corner. I agree with you. But my thing is always that, because that's time consuming and it's important, you must do it, you need to write it, you need to form it. But that can't allow you to neglect what happens on stage.
No, not at all.
Because what happens then is you're putting a year into online, beautiful, funny, dope. But then the stage element is being neglected and suffered. Because then does that 15, 10 minutes grow, does it work accordingly?
But then you also choose, when you finish school, you do things, you went into comedy, and we spoke about it outside, you decided to do it because you're funny, you got this thing. There's a lot of guys who do those clips that are just actually better at those clips.
Yes.
Put them on stage, and then someone been hired because of their smarks on Twitter. Remember, this guy's got lots of followers. Do that. Yeah. Do that sketch you do on stage.
It's not the same
thing. You cannot do a sketch in a comedy club.
Look, and there's some, you don't necessarily have to do skits or sketches.
But if you're digging it and you get good at it,
it's fine.
Keep doing.
It's just, it comes, like I keep saying it, engage with your followers.
Yeah.
Like if you change your profile on Instagram to business mode, it will legitimately show you where your my most followers are in Windhoek, fall in the age group between 20 and 30.
So those stats aren't available on the normal.
No, you have to change to business, which is a simple, legit switch.
No cost involved,
like a
no
car.
No cost.
You go from sports to normal.
Yeah. And you can, and it even tells you. So like, my thing is like, so it's like 700 profile views in the last 7 days. So it's not necessarily people are following you, but you can see my page is attracting people.
Yeah. I agree
I
with
love
you.
Millennial speak.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I like what I found, it's very draining. Eh?
It is. And like, look,
it saps you.
So you're talking about where the creative stuff lives. This part of it, is actually sucking out of it, but it's so necessary.
It's because look,
it's like having someone live with you for a week and they stay for a year,
and you have to buy them food
without paying rent. Yeah,
at all. But they tell you they're going to pay rent. Yeah.
But they're still there. But they're like, you can't get rid of them because
touching
you need
your
that.
Your girlfriend. Like,
that feels.
You don't have a girlfriend.
Chief, come on.
Who stayed at your house?
Who stayed at my house? No.
I apologize for that, Eric. Several times.
Stop. That's why they're sitting opposite each other.
Stop coming
and not next to.
Okay, so wait, so would you dedicate an hour a day?
Yeah, so that's what I was about to say. Yeah. So tips for you, like you said, it's straight.
Who
do
you and Bongani, you get together, you come to his house, you film the thing.
No, so we film it at my place. So what happens is, and especially like there's Mondays where I'm really like, oh, because we also do radio on Monday. So
where
I'm
do you like, do it?
Trans Africa. So we have Corruption Hour that we go do. And then we
similar to Transnet?
Yeah, Transnet.
That's
Africa.
The Corruption Hour.
Yeah.
So where is that? Is that a radio, terrestrial radio, think, or is it similar to this kind of podcast? Vibe?
Yeah, it's similar here. It's like online, yes, and on DSTV.
And that's Yumbagani?
Yeah, and then Gia, the...
It's on DSTV as well, so you can listen to it on the DMX
so
channel.
It's brilliant. So what we've gotten into the system... During the week, write ideas for Verishma.
Nice.
Monday after Corruption Hour, directly after, we drive to my place, we film it. So that we know these two things are linked.
I can't believe you
use
the word Bongani and disciplined in the same sentence.
No, he's killing the game. He's killing the game.
Well done.
And so we legit, and he even pushes, because I struggle to wake up and stuff like that. Yeah, so he'll be like, no, I don't.
You drink?
No. Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to reveal.
Because
your
mom's
listening.
Should
wake up, yeah.
Yeah, so... And
your youth is there.
He pushes.
Wasted youth.
To what are you guys doing?
Yeah, don't waste your youth.
Wait, how old are you?
You're wasting your youth.
Are you in the 20s?
Yes,
garage.
I am.
Like
obviously
proper.
In my
20s. Bro, nothing's obvious.
Okay.
How obvious is the chip with fucking a lace chip and eyebrows?
I use that gag now. Eh?
I'm 23.
Bobby Collins once made
use the SPF 4 million
I use that gag now.
So people who don't know, there was a roast battle with Dalen. And then Robbie Collins was stuck because they said to you, have you got any more? Because you guys are tight.
Yeah.
And Robbie just looks at me and looks like a lace chip
with eyebrows.
And then people went,
that's
look
funny.
At him. And they're like, pretty much.
Just
the
potato
head. Yeah.
So your thing comes back to the first show we did was lazy comics.
Yeah.
And it has to do with lazy musicians, lazy artist. So there's no room for you. If you're sitting there going, I'm not getting gigs. Why is no one booking me? I'm really good. You are lazy.
What do you want out of it? That's important. So if the synopsis from what Waylon's saying is cool, we're going to work on content and we're going to work on stage time. That's what we want out
but
of
you
it.
But you put that discipline in. Mondays, you will find them in the house there. And who films it?
Whichever comic we find, because we stay in Marvel. So there's like quite a few. You're like, hey, Prince, grab this camera.
Comic just wants the sheets. I don't have any gigs. I was at Poppy's. I got thrown out.
And you're just like, hey, grab this phone. Come hold this.
Okay, so it's filmed on your phones.
Yeah.
And then there's a little editing suite that you get with an app.
Yeah, I use InShot. For all my video editing apps.
And your stuff is lacquer because you do, but close-ups is a thing. The sound is
that's one thing.
Yeah, you're recording on the phone.
So the reason why the sound is hectic is because I just moved into a new place. I don't have furniture there. And that section of my
apartment.
Let's see. This podcast is quite big. If you have any old furniture, please drop it off at Cliff Central.
Yes.
To improve the sound quality.
She's from Namibia.
Very smart comedian.
Young comedian. Disciplined. A young disciplined comedian.
It's a tax
write-off. Would you like a lounger?
Anything. Like
camping chairs.
And a table? Do you want a coffee table?
I don't live
table?
In Midrand.
coffee table? Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Shelf? Do you want a shelf?
No, so it's two sections. So it's my apartment's quite big. So
okay. Wow.
It's empty. It's
empty.
I filled up.
Based on a law degree.
Once you make videos, you get big apartments.
The thing is, that's the other thing. Monetizing things like that doesn't work. It doesn't work anymore. YouTube will stop.
Yeah. So how do you get a big apartment when you're making videos?
Me.
She didn't tell you what other videos she makes.
No, so I made.
Why are you laughing?
No, I work, like, I write for my aunt. I help write for
you
my aunt.
I'm being sarcastic.
And I transcribe. No, I'm just
like. How do you afford. Actually, this is a.
What happened was, I was like, I want to get Discovery Live. And then the guys went like, Waylon, where's all this wealth coming from? I'm like, guys, it's medical aid. This is like.
That's another so we do. We are having a show soon about health and RAs and things for comedians with a broker
that's
that came
good.
In here.
That's
we did
good.
It once before. Because
I thought
to
you
Angel.
Were going to lead it,
No. I spoke to Angel. I said, so on your medical aid, and Angel said, I don't medical aid.
Yeah.
I said, sure.
That's
you're
right.
In the media, you're done there.
You need
someone
to.
You should speak to, at least a metropolitan or someone who will actually sponsor you. Because you're a person in that age group, 34, 35.
It could be sick.
You've got to have a hospital plan.
She looks sickly.
Angel, so did you get your vitality?
No, I haven't gotten it yet. I bought a Dave Chappelle ticket. When Dave Chappelle tickets came out, I was like, I'm not...
That's so weird. There's a whole lot of sick people sitting watching Dave Chappelle. Did you all buy tickets? You're sick?
Why does Chappelle have a southerner's accent?
Yeah. I don't know. Because that's so much safer. I can't say, Dave Chappelle, is anyone still listening to that? Because in the radio, you must have it as well. Because you're on proper, let's call you proper radio.
Commercial.
Regardless of that, this is
proper. This is fantastic.
It will be. And it is. So you got a guy like Sasha Montenegro who says about Juju, not about...
The story.
So he's fired immediately. He's out.
Yeah.
You can't go on Facebook and apologize. And say, I meant it this
no,
way.
No, you
and
can't.
There's
a lot of
radio words you cannot say. Yep. Even if you're thinking it. So you're weeding out these people. That's a professional radio person.
Yeah, and I mean, I was...
What happens on your radio show?
I'm SABC stable, so...
You
that's,
are?
Yeah, it's five...
And it's a massive,
it's
massive radio
floorboard. It's massive, massive. And, so at the time, when Cloudy was, in charge, and there were still state issues, you couldn't address things about the ANC. You couldn't call Cloudy out for...
Did you get that as a printed memo?
It was never a printed memo.
See?
Yeah. But it's a memo that you are aware of.
Very aware of.
Very aware of. Yeah. And it's a comic that's tough because sometimes you go...
Do your show, but don't say anything about enjoy.
This guy.
Well, DSTV was also owned by major shareholders, and Trevor had a show, he had a late night show.
Yes.
And we couldn't... There were things we pre-recorded the show, and then parts of it alive. Couldn't do it. We had such good sketches because it was in the height of zoominess of things that were happening. These massive things were happening. They're talking about it now in court.
Yeah.
They're like, damn, that sketch would have rocked.
It would have killed, but because
of... That sketch still exists. It was not filmed.
It's there. It's at Whaling's place in the big lounge.
it's in the West Wing.
In a big apartment.
Sector 3.
Okay, guys.
If comics need a place to stay, can they stay in your big lounge?
Yeah. Check straight
I'm
up
joking.
No.
I'm joking.
Does Bongani sleep over?
No.
Sure. I wouldn't let him sleep over my place either.
No, he has his own place. Why would he?
Does he also have his own?
Does he have a big lounge though?
Where's the wealth coming from?
Big apartments.
Big apartments, eh? That's
move
the name of
Marvel,
your...
guys.
That's your one-man show name, Big Apartments.
No, my one-man show is Griselda, Cathy, and me. Just the three of us.
Griselda, Cathy, and me.
Oh, those are my
just
boobs.
Made
oh.
up.
Yeah, no,
those
are the you names
You need to know
boobs.
That that's what she names her boobs.
Oh, I did not know that. So I was just laughing at the
politeness. I call them Bobs. Please DM me back.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Can we find your show on the internet?
No, my show
should be on a catch up on Good Hope.
It should be on Happy Hour, yeah. Yes. So Happy Hour is online. Go to goodhopefm.co.za.
And it's on there too.
It's all podcasted there.
Okay, cool.
Eric's there.
Because that's quite weird, because major radio stations 4 years ago were going, this is never going to work.
Yeah.
Podcast. Now every single radio station has a catch up
podcast
version.
Podcast catch up, and it's
really yours cool. Is cool because like this, it's a reference. And yeah. You'd have Mark Lotching on, or yeah, who have you had on?
Well, Stu was on last week, Taylor. Yeah, we've had Nick on. We've had everyone on. So the main thing with
not
the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Ryan has been on.
I know. But
Wayne has been on.
We don't do phone calls to Joburg. If you're in town, come. We'll have
if
you
we're in town, can we phone you a week or two? So for Joburg Comics, it's a lacquer place
let
to
us
do a
know
bit of branding.
Sunday even, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
I let him know like 2 months before I went to Cape.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
So now when I invited you to this podcast and you and...
Wait, I first want to go back to the other point because...
Come back.
So our whole thing is, it's important that, yes, you get established comics on, but you can't neglect the base, which is the guys working on the ground, in the underground, because those guys can't get missed because people just want to see big names. It's like when they go to a comedy club. We want to see the big
names.
So you
go to a comedy club and you're saying, these three guys come to talk on the podcast.
Yeah,
let's
you're
get
funny.
You some platform.
Yeah, come be funny. And if you're funny, we get you in again.
But just got to tell them no swearing.
Yes, because comics and briefs are very interesting. But
terrible.
But in general, it's been lekker. People have played the game. But we couldn't make it the last time.
Have you ever run out of stuff? Like do you have a theme? Because obviously the guy listening, let's talk about the other part of it, which is the Good Hope listener.
Yes.
Essentially wouldn't even know why you're doing this.
At all.
I'm at the work. What time is it on Monday?
Monday, 11 to 12.
At the work.
Okay, I'm at the work.
Yes.
And then I've got my radio, because a lot of them will have in their warehouse,
yes,
or even in offices having that playing.
Yes.
So that it's human nature. The voice frequency is lower and different to the music. The music I tap my foot to. Now they're listening, and they're listening. What's Wayne saying? I must do my social media.
Yeah. So we've learned we have to break the show up into segments. The scary thing is we had to figure out how to become radio hosts as comedians.
Do you have a wheel? Do you have the clock?
We have a clock, but so we've got four songs. That is the main thing. Okay, how do you break this up? So
and are those songs within the Good Hope familiarizing library? So that you can't play like a song you thought was cool.
So we choose our songs. Abba. Fortunately, we'll choose it before. So if there's a
you and
myself and Carl, so we push SA artists. If it's
are you guys friends out of the radio?
Did we are friends.
How did they get
radio.
You guys together? Did you?
They approached me and said, "Yo, would you be keen on doing a comedy show?"
So new phone calls. The only guy I trust that can do this with me.
Yeah, that was the space.
Because we didn't get phoned or anything.
Is
the team you see here was...
They didn't phone me. They called me.
Ryan just arrived.
I'll explain how this team was. So the team was originally myself and Dusty, who moved
to Australia. Before that, it was...
It was supposed to... Trevor Goombi
and Nina Hasty.
That's how it happened.
And it was 2 hours.
Myself and Dusty were just like, fuck it, let's do this thing. Monday morning at 8 o'clock. It was Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We were here doing...
There really was no one listening.
We did for like 6 months. Then we got Farhan on board. Then Farhan started doing corporate stuff. Then he left us. Then it was just me and Dusty again. And then Dusty moved to Australia.
And
then
he's
like, here you go, man.
So you're the only original.
So it's like, sweet, let's do this thing. But who am I going to do it with? Then he's like, don't worry, I'll get you Dave Levinson. Then we had Dave Levinson. He had his neighbor on. After his neighbor, we had this guy. After this guy. No, before this guy. Who else was on?
You're the original. You're the OP.
Yeah,
OP.
I own this bitch, man.
You the...
It should be called the Eric Nell podcast.
The Eric Nell
podcast. You're like a guy who hangs around at the bottle store so much that people think he owns it.
Yeah.
He's always standing outside.
Get me something.
We're needing the flyer.
Yeah, but that's how the thing started.
Eric, why didn't you tell me this? I didn't know.
But who's your neighbor that was on? Why was your neighbor on?
He owes me money. You know, he used to get in the car.
I like how he says,
"I
didn't tell him, but he found me."
Eric was always here.
We've never interviewed Eric.
Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck about me, man.
What time does this podcast end?
Been nominated in a few minutes. I can't say just now because we started just
Maylene,
now.
Maylene, are you going into some mainstream media stuff? Have you got
even
plans?
Even when I
dress,
still doesn't
so,
ask me questions.
Let's
hold hands.
I do like the social media aspect, and I do like putting my content. Also, because I can put...
big apartments on that.
Yeah. No, and like my idea, it's not censored online.
Yes.
I tried to keep it as PG as possible, but yeah. So my Instagram handle, I think it's pretty clear.
What is it?
Maybe it's Weebleen.
Is that you who likes my stuff? Fuck hell. I need to read these things. I'm like, maybe it's Weebleen likes me. So
was
it's perfect.
Wasn't Weebleen available?
Weebleen.
Yeah, but I'm asking Weebleen. No.
Is it Weebleen?
Yeah,
it's
so like
Weebleen.
But I'm
Weebleen.
Like,
so if you type that hashtag or my handle, my hashtag will show you all the videos.
okay.
that I obviously post, and then my
okay, cool. We want people to go to. Let's talk about that. That what's your what's called? Maybe it's
Waybelline.
Waybelline with a B.
Yeah.
Okay, and we want people to go and see those clips. They're very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what I want you to do is there's going to be some changes in the comedy industry coming because that's the world of change.
Let's hear this.
You must do.
Let's hear this prophecy.
I want you to have once a month at this place I'm thinking of to do not only social media, do a podcast and be it, but do the some social media tips and have other comics, and not only comics, but business people.
Yes. Yeah.
There's 35, 45, 60-year-old businessmen who haven't got a clue about this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll think, oh, my son's on Twitter. Like, no.
Yeah.
You need to be
aware of it.
When you sponsor posts that are events and...
And you need to go back.
Like
when you do what?
When you sponsor, like, so you can... Like so AA, sponsoring
when you sponsor someone?
No. Yeah, so yeah. Sponsoring a post, sponsoring a post means when you put money to get it to reach more people.
And you go into, there's a little button there on Instagram.
Yeah,
you
so when
it,
you change
you
to the
load
business.
Up your credit card details.
Yeah.
Can you change your credit card details once you've loaded up one set?
What do you mean?
Because a lot of formats, once you've loaded up, you can't take it off.
Because these credit card bounces.
Mine was involved in fraud of such a high nature that it picks up when I put it in there. Serious?
Yeah.
Massive.
So
180,000
what you
rand.
Do is like let's say Dave you put 40 rand for one day. 40 rand for one day would reach you like about 2,000, 3,000 people. But you shouldn't do that on content because what happens is when I see a video pop up that says sponsored underneath and it's content, I will scroll because I'm like
so
these
natural,
likes, these views aren't genuine.
You want it to be referenced by someone. You must see this funny thing. That's
So if it pops up on my timeline, it must pop up because it's so many people have.
Yeah, the algorithm.
Okay,
it
so what would you sponsor then? You'd rather sponsor your gigs
or if you're giving something away. Or
but now this is golden information. What I'm saying is, someone like you, if you and someone get together and you literally run a little chat at this place I'm thinking of, and you come there. And I want it once a month, and it's either you host it or you get someone else. So we just do a year of social media.
Yeah. But
as just
and
comedians, because
so
we want the industry to be better.
I have this issue with, and I'm not going to name the people, but like these online people that make funny videos.
Online cunts.
That make funny videos, and I'm putting funny in italics here because I'm like,
that was dang.
These videos are not funny. They're not funny.
But they end up being sponsored, and you have to scroll
and because
through.
Comedians, we're not doing it. So we go, that's why I also started putting the videos, because I'm like, I can't
So you got a bit frustrated, like, come on, bro, I've never seen it at the club, I've never seen anything, and yet you're thinking you're funny by putting on your little, I'm going to make a viral video.
Yeah. And
viral
video
is only viral when it goes viral.
Yes, and you should never think with the mindset of going viral. Put your content out
there. So there it comes to one thing, you said it three times already, sincerity.
Yes.
If it is, and you'll veto ideas. You say, Pungani, that's not funny.
Yeah.
And you trust your judgment.
Yeah, so we bounce ideas off each other, we're like, this isn't going to work now. Or let's try this aspect.
And you also feel it while you're saying the words. You're like, sorry, man.
So
I
like
understand we've got a fake product.
Yes.
Yeah.
But let's keep the basis of it real.
Now, you know there's a sketch show on the 22nd of October on Comedy Central.
Yes.
The guys are written. Are you in it?
No.
Are you in it?
No.
Are you in it?
I was in
But there's a sketch show coming to Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Now, South Africans aren't used to sketch.
No.
And yet, Afrikaans comedy is called Skerp Sketsere.
Yeah.
Which comes from those old farming yard things where you have to do a little show for grandma.
Yeah. But like, that's always my thing, and I'm so excited for the
use the words.
The era in which TV channels and platforms come on board to say, we're going to go American model, we're going to go UK model, we have five late night shows, we've got a sketch show, we've got a live show. Because like, we had Pure Monati show back in the day.
Yes.
If they had to continue with that, can you imagine how massive that cult following
also
would have been?
To have someone to,
you know what I mean?
To vouch for it and say, stick with these guys.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going on that's not funny.
Stick with it.
Stick
boom,
with
boom,
it.
Boom, boom, boom. Because then we would have educated South Africans about what comedy is, what sketch
Saturday
comedy.
Night Live, if you ever read the story about the guy that runs
Lorne
the
Mike
him, Lorne Mike. So he writes the story about that. He said he didn't even trust the thing.
Yes.
And it was cock. But he said these comedians had these wild, crazy ideas live on a set. And he said all of a sudden these kids were staying home.
Yeah.
Kids wouldn't go out. And a 17, 16-year-old kid with money, got places to go. I'm staying home. That's in the 70s.
Yeah.
Staying on watching this. Now they've got back to that culture again. But you're right. Stick with it.
Stick with it.
These big guys are going, no, that's not funny. Next.
Yeah, we can't do that.
It's not idols.
Need to give people time to develop sincerity to the product and then go, oh, this is the rising stars of next generation. This is flipping cool.
Have you seen your podcast on that? Oh, definitely. First three that you did, you're like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, it's tough. You're figuring it out, it's tough. But my firm belief is that we're comedians, so we know funny. Mm. And we'll figure out the funny in any situation compared to said individual who's not always working in a comedic space.
But yet they're getting likes when you said you're the frustrated one.
But no, my thing is, and it's just the way of the world, but...
They're also what you just said, there's no rules.
Yeah, and the thing is why, and the thing is why they're consistent. So even though they're not funny, they're giving their followers the most genuine version of themselves.
Have you been at the bar when someone says, geez, you must be like Suzelle, it's DIY. And you look at them and think, now where's my sincerity in that I'm going to be like Suzelle?
Yeah.
A corporate gig we did, the guy said, you know what would have worked here? If you'd done stuff like that Barry Hilton does. So I died on my ass because the corporate's outside at a thing.
Yes.
I'm sure Barry Hilton would have done fabulously here.
But
so yes, get yourselves more money next time.
Yeah, look,
you must be you.
Yeah.
We exist in a tough space, man. And I agree with your sentiments, Waveline. Maybe it's Waveline.
If I die, my gravestone doesn't say, maybe it's Waveline, maybe she's died with it, I'm going to haunt everyone.
Okay, cool. I've been haunted by a ghost from Namibia with big bobs.
Bums on seats. That's essentially what...
Bums on seats and you do you.
It has to translate into that. Because if you're having millions of followers, but they're not coming to shows, then I'm like... Then I'm doing myself an injustice because I want the people to come watch me live. Yes, I want you to
consume. And that's what you did now with your recent show.
Yeah,
you
but
that philosophy.
I want you to consume online, obviously, but come watch me live because that's where I exist as an artist.
You've chosen that field, though.
You have to make that choice.
Those actresses that are doing those sketches love being on. They don't care.
Yes.
With the camera on. I'm in the chair. I'm selling cigarettes to babies.
Yes.
Fuck you.
And there's a lot of comics that aren't comfortable with a camera in your face, but comfortable with 1,000 people
looking
at
you.
Okay, cool.
And there's people.
But listen, we got 1 minute left. Yeah. Ryan, you have to say goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Have a good week.
What are you doing this week? Where are you?
I've been doing a show with maybe it's Waveline tonight.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, a 15-minute spot.
Where?
At what's the place called?
Black Tongue in Four Ways.
Black Tongue. Black Tongue. Available now in 20s. Waveline.
Yes.
Say goodbye to the men, sir.
Goodbye.
And thank you for coming.
That's thank you for having me.
And
we
want you back
fun.
Because you've got too much knowledge for an hour.
Thank you, guys, but it was fun.
Dylan Oliphant.
Thank you. It was great being here. Congrats, friend.
What is your thing? What is your handle?
It's Dalen. Maybe it's Dalen Oliver. Dalen Oliver.
Maybe it's Dalen Oliver. Dalen,
D-A-L-I-N. Oliver.
Not with a Y. D-A-L-I-N.
D-A-L-I-N.
Dalen Oliver.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, good luck to the thing. My name's Dave Limson, and this other guy is going to say goodbye.
The left hand. Let's bask in this awkwardness for a minute.
You know what was nice? We did this podcast last week from Clarence.
Someone's waving.
Okay, no, he's waving. He wants us to finish up. So I'm headlining that gig that these motherfuckers are doing.
I didn't look at that.
And also, just for your interest, my name is Eric Janssen, and we'll see you again.
And I headline, bitches.
This is CliffCentral.com.